drug and alcohol addiction also contribute to other forms of abuse. One long-running program has helped many Alaska families deal with the devastating consequences of domestic violence and sexual abuse. The Family Wellness Warriors Initiative encourages survivors to share their stories. The program was started by the South Central Foundation 10 years ago and has trained more than 2,000 people in its steps and philosophy. Speaking at the Elders and Youth Conference today, Family Wellness Warriors Initiative Supervisor of Outreach Esther Stevens says the program seeks to stop destructive cycles.
Domestic violence and child sexual abuse and child neglect does not have to occur in the state of Alaska, and our program is working toward ending it in this generation and not waiting until the next generation. We're trying to end it now.
Stevens is herself a survivor of abuse, and she and her husband, Matt Stevens, spoke before hundreds of people at today's gathering at the Denina Center.
When you see Alaska statistics of domestic violence or abuse, you can put mine and Matt's faces to those statistics and those numbers. Those aren't just numbers to us. We are the face of those statistics. A lot of the youth and a lot of the elders are the face of those statistics that you see. That is why I have so much passion for this program.
Esther Stevens is Aleut and Filipino, and Matt Stevens is Gwich'in Athabascan from Fort Yukon. He also works for the program and says sharing his story of surviving abuse was so hard because it was contrary to what he'd taught.
I was told over and over how weak it was to let anything affect the way I think or act. That to talk about it was wrong. And that being a man was to hold back everything inside me that made me feel sad or depressed or hopeless. And I carried that idea for most of my life.
Matt Stevens says he now takes pride in talking about his past, especially at events like today's conference where people can approach him afterward. The Family Wellness Warriors Initiative is faith-based and non-denominational. Matt Stevens says it uses spirituality to carry its message.
I never feel like they're trying to push me towards anything, you know, towards some kind of being saved in a certain way or something like that. But they do tell you the importance of spirituality. You know, that's a big part of everyday life, you know, especially as Native people and how spiritual we are. My grandma is a very spiritual person, so it came naturally.
Matt and Esther Stevens are in their late 20s and say they are especially eager to share their story with young people and the elders of Alaska.
I wanted more elders in there just because they lead, you know, they lead in our culture and they lead our generation. And so if they're the ones hearing it and they're the ones that want to make the change, then our other generations will follow them. I followed my mother.
Over 60% of the program's participants are Alaska Native or American Indian, but anyone, including healthcare providers, can participate. The program's organizers say it was recently selected by an Aboriginal health organization in Canada as a national model. The Elders and Youth Conference wraps up today. The Alaska Federation of Natives Conference begins Thursday and runs through Saturday.